The Bank of Ghana will by the end of this month increase the capital requirements for microfinance institutions, which currently stands at 500,000 Ghana cedis. This is part of measures to cut down on the springing up of mushroom financial institutions. The governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Harry Kofi Wampa, who disclosed this, added that names of illegal operators have also been published in order to inform the public on which financial institutions they can deal with. He said currently the bank is also embarking on an educational tour to sensitize the public.
We are doing quite a lot about it. The department has been going on educational tours, talking to the operators and engaging them in how to improve their operations. We've also started publishing names of illegal ones. There are a lot of illegal ones in the system, and we've already published about 25 illegal ones that are operating in Accra alone. We are investigating a further 105, which will also be put on our website. So the problem we have is that people are so bent on making abnormal profits that if someone tells them that I'll give you 30% profit a month, they believe it. While the general interest that you get from the established institutions and even treasuries is around 26 or so a year, which is about 2%, a little over 2% a month. These people are promising heaven and people are falling for it. If someone is promising that kind of interest, is like you are likely to lose at the point. Because at the point, it may happen that they are just using other people's deposits to pay interest.
Governor of the Central Bank of Ghana, Dr. Harry Kofi Wampa.